Reporter Bill Hoppe is back with us for WBFO's Behind the Bench, our weekly chat about the Buffalo Sabres. I'm Omar Fatou. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Omar.
The Sabres are 3-3, heading into a game tonight in San Jose, part of a Western road trip. Since we last spoke, a 6-1 home loss to Colorado, a 3-0 win in Phoenix, and a 4-1 loss to Vegas. It's been an up-and-down start to the season. They look great one game and terrible the next.
Yeah, they've really been all over the map, and I think that's to be expected. They have about 8 new faces in the lineup. They're coming off a 31st-place finish, and it's going to take some time for them to get going. And they've been very good in their 3 wins, or they've been just terrible in their 3 losses. I think they've been outscored 14-2 in their 3 losses. But right now, they're 500, and I think if you told most fans they would finish 500 this season, they would accept that. I think that's kind of where I had the Sabres pegged, that they could be a 500 team. Maybe they could hang around the playoff race. They wouldn't be that great, but they wouldn't be as terrible as last season. And I think we've kind of seen that this year, that they can do some good things. They're starting to learn how to win, but they still have a long way to go. And if you're looking for, a bright spot in a couple of these blowout losses, they were 0-6 on the power play on Tuesday in Vegas. They were 0-7 at home a week ago against Colorado. So they're doing things to draw penalties. And if the power play gets going, which we saw last year during the second half, it can be among the league's best. That should translate to some wins.
A couple of milestones in that Phoenix game. Goaltender Linus Ullmark earned his first NHL shutout. Rasmus Dahlin scored his first NHL goal.
Linus Ullmark patiently waited for over a week to get his first game, and this is a new role for him. He's been basically a starter most of his life since coming to North America a few years ago. I mean, I think he's averaged about 50 games a season, and now suddenly he's in the NHL and he has to play behind Carter Hutton. And I think he's embraced this new role, and I think he's put the work in. Phil Housley lauded what he's done to prepare each day, and I think you saw the fruits of his labor in that game against Arizona. He had a shutout, and he was just in tune the whole game. It was a terrific performance by him. And I'll say it again, Carter Hutton's the starter right now, but I still think Linus Ullmark, long-term, has a very good chance to be the Sabres starter. He showcased those qualities for years, and in his first performance this year, we saw it again. And Rasmus Dahlin, fittingly, he scored his first goal around the net, and I think you kind of expected that his first goal would be more than just some shot from the point that was tipped, that you would see some of his aggressiveness, some of his skill come out. And we kind of saw that in the goal Saturday. He's been pretty good so far. He plays some solid minutes on the second pair, and he's only going to get better. But he's still a kid that's 18, and we saw that in Tuesday's loss to Vegas. Early on, the goal didn't count. It came back on an offsides, but he got totally undressed by Shea Theodore. And there's probably going to be more moments like that. But as time goes on, there's going to be fewer and fewer. But so far, he's been very impressive.
Defenseman Zach Bogosian is back in the lineup. He's dealt with injuries for the last few seasons. Good to see him back on the ice.
Yeah, Zach Bogosian's had a tough go, and not just this past year or so. I mean, it's been literally from day one when the Sabres got him. I think he missed his first few games with the Sabres. So this goes back almost 4 years, and he's battled injuries every year. I don't think he's ever really had a full season with the Sabres, a season which we could see him at his best. And the last year's really been the worst. He had an injury early last season, then he had season-ending hip surgery in February. He hadn't played a game before Tuesday since January 9th. And he was really optimistic this season. The Sabres were dealing with him carefully in training camp. They held him out of some practices. And then a few weeks ago, he gets hurt during a preseason game, and he misses the first couple of weeks. So Zach Bogosian's a very positive guy. I think he's a pretty popular teammate. And he says the right things. But having seen him, I think this has taken a toll on him. It's been hard for him. He's lost some chunks of the prime years of his career. And if he can stay healthy, he offers the Sabres another element. He'd probably be a second or third pair guy, but he can play some big minutes. He can play kind of in every situation. If he stays healthy, that could be a big boost to the Sabres. I wrote a story on him a few weeks ago, and he was talking about how he has a whole other level to him, and I believe he might. We haven't really seen him healthy these past few years. He has a coach in Phil Housley that I think could unlock some of his talents, and if he stays healthy, I think he could provide some valuable minutes.
You've been in Rochester a few times already to check out the Americans, the Sabres AHL affiliate. What are your impressions from that team?
My impressions are that they're a very deep team, and they have the potential to go very far in the playoffs this season. They had a rough couple of games, but They won three straight after that, and they won back-to-back games in Bridgeport over the weekend. And I mean, anytime you win on the road, it's huge. But just the way they won the games, they won one in overtime, they won one late in regulation, they came back in the third period, got tying goals, they scored key power play goals, they killed key penalties. So not only the win is impressive, but how they won is impressive. They're an intriguing team because they have bona fide NHL prospects that could come up to Buffalo, in my opinion, at some point this season and never go back to the minors. There's Brendan Gooley, who's the Sabres' top defense prospect other than Rasmus Dahlin. And then there's a guy like Victor Olofsson. He was a seventh rounder in 2014, kind of a forgotten prospect, but he led the Swedish Hockey League in goals last year. He had a monster week last week. He was the league's player of the week. I think he's second in the league in scoring, and he's one of those guys. He's 23 years old. He might only need a few months in the minors, and the Sabres might summon him. So there's a lot of intriguing faces down there that I think fans should pay attention to. And Alexander Nylander, the winger the Sabres selected eighth overall in 2016, a lot of people have been frustrated with his play over the first couple of years, but he's had a terrific start. He had a terrific NHL training camp. He probably could have made the Sabres. So there are a lot of positives early on this year.
Sabres are in San Jose to take on the Sharks tonight, then games Saturday and Sunday in Los Angeles and Anaheim. Bill Hoppe joins us each week on WBFO's Behind the Bench. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Omar.